WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
It's on days like today that people think about taxes. While we all operate under one federal tax code, each state has its own tax code, and these can be rather different. As indicated by writer Manasa Redigari, seven states currently levy no state income tax. These are Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. Perhaps not coincidentally, four of these states have been booming economically recently, including Florida, Nevada, Texas, and Washington. Many more states maintain top state income tax rates under 5%, including rapidly growing states like Arizona and Colorado, but also slower growing states like Ohio, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Maryland is among a group of states with a highest state income tax rate above 5%, and people here also pay local income taxes. There are states with even higher personal income tax rates. Among these are California, with a maximum rate of 13.3%, and Hawaii at 11%. It's important to remember that the people in states with the highest income tax rates may not suffer the highest overall tax burden, given the presence of property taxes, sales taxes, and other local taxes. Texas, for instance, is associated with the sixth highest property tax rate of any state. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Many of us rarely use cash. According to a 2017 survey from the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco, Americans use cash in just 30% of all transactions. Still, people shell out cash for most purchases under $10, and cash also remains the most common form of payment for people earning less than $25,000 per annum. There is an ongoing backlash against cash. Retailers and restaurants around the nation indicate that eliminating cash at their stores renders them more efficient. As indicated by CNN Business, chains like Sweetgreen, which eliminated cash at stores in 2017, argue that going cashless is safer, speedier, and cleaner for employees. But some cities and states are taking action against cash-free stores, arguing that such practice discriminates against poor communities where fewer people have access to banks or lines of credit. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy recently signed a bill banning cashless stores. Philadelphia enacted legislation prohibiting cashless stores earlier this year, and officials in New York City, Washington, and San Francisco are considering similar legislation. The federal government does not require retailers to accept cash. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe took office in Japan in 2012. As indicated by writer Ben Dooley, Mr. Abe's economic proposals were intended to lift Japan out of an economic slump that had commenced during the early 1990s. These policies include what he referred to as the three arrows of Abenomics: expanding Japan's money supply, increasing government spending, and proposing fixes to issues that discourage companies from hiring and investing. Under Mr. Abe's influence, Japan's central bank began creating more yen in 2013. The value of the Japanese yen subsequently tumbled as supply expanded, rendering Japan's exports more appealing to foreign buyers. Exports surged. However, the easy money policies did little to assist other economic segments. Long-standing issues such as shrinking population and large bureaucracies continue to frustrate economic momentum. One of the responses was to continue to expand government spending. Japan is associated with the highest level of debt in the industrialized world. Despite that spending, the Japanese economy continues to sputter. Slowing Chinese economic growth hasn't helped. Recent data indicate that Japan's exports to China have declined more than 17% over the past year. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu. For years, American economists have focused on demographic challenges facing Europe and Japan. There, large numbers of workers are approaching retirement age, and significantly smaller generations are replacing them. As indicated by writer Neil Irwin, America's challenges are also increasingly demographic in nature. A new report from the Economic Innovation Group indicates that parts of America are already dealing with Japanese-caliber demographic decline. At a national level, slower growth in America's working-age population represents a major reason that mainstream economic forecasters expect the U.S. economy to expand approximately 2% each year on average, rather than the 3% common during the 20th century's latter half. But demographic shifts don't impact every community equally. Many younger workers are relocating to bustling urban centers on the East and West Coasts, leaving smaller communities behind. Overall, 80% of American counties experienced a decline in the number of residents ages 25 to 54 between 2007 and 2017. Should trends continue, by 2037, two-thirds of American counties will have fewer adults of prime working age than they did in 1997. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu. How difficult has it become for American businesses to recruit workers in the context of low unemployment and large numbers of available jobs? Taco Bell is throwing hiring parties. As indicated by CNN Business, Taco Bell officials hope that these parties, offering free food, gifts, and Instagram-friendly photo props, will lure new employees. The fast food chain has indicated that it will host nearly 600 such parties across the nation between April 22nd and April 27th to help fill thousands of open positions. The company has indicated that it wants to create 100,000 new jobs in America by 2022. That's not where the efforts end. The company is offering additional perks, like one free meal per shift for employees of company-owned stores, leadership development programs, and tuition discounts. Other companies are also taking unusual steps to attract talent. Starbucks recently announced that it is testing a program that will allow certain employees to spend half of their work week at a local nonprofit. Papa John's launched a free tuition program in February that covers all tuition costs for undergraduate and graduate online degrees from Purdue University. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.